Markets closed lower last week as conflict escalated in the Middle East after the Iranian supreme leader was killed. Uncertainty around oil supply led to a spike in the oil price, with Brent hitting a high of $118 a barrel this morning. Disruption in the Strait of Hormuz is expected to last, as US President Donald Trump stated that the US has sufficient weapons and ammunition to achieve its military objectives in Iran. In news this morning, Iran named its new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, to succeed his father, a signal that the current regime remains in charge and contrasts to President Trump's goal of a regime change. Turning back to news last week, US economic data showed a reduction in non-farm payrolls, with the unemployment rate also moving higher. Inflation data out of Europe and China surprised to the upside. Looking at the week ahead, investors will be watching the oil market after posting its biggest weekly gain and raising concerns about inflation pressures. This has also impacted the rates market, with expectations of only one cut in the US, while in Europe, rates are now expected to increase with the market pricing in two hikes this year. On the economic front, focus will be on US inflation on Wednesday, which is expected to increase to 2.5%. Later in the week, we also receive US durable goods orders, JOLTS job openings, as well as consumer sentiment. Fed policymakers are also in a blackout period ahead of the FOMC interest rate meeting next week. UK GDP will be released on Friday, and Chinese trade data will be released on Tuesday. Turning to South Africa, ABSA PMI lost ground in February as weaker business activity and a further decline in employment weighed on the index. While business confidence improved in the first quarter, building on the recovery seen late last year. On the earnings front, Shoprite delivered resilient results, confirming continued market share gains and strong execution despite a backdrop of food disinflation. FirstRand reported solid results in line with expectations, while Bidvest also delivered results broadly in line with expectations. This week, attention turns to GDP, with fourth quarter growth expected at around 0.3% quarter over quarter. On the earnings front, ABSA and Standard Bank will round out bank results alongside updates from Growthpoint and SA Corp later in the week. That's it for now. Have a great week.